W. Whitewater at Whitewater, and Jillian's our first reader.
So UW Whitewater presents 22 to 24 main stage events, 11 to 14 school matinees program. Just a presenting house. They don't produce anything, but their auditorium is used by a large segment of the campus. Full-time staff, director, audience services, technical marketing, two part-time administratives, and another advisory council that includes students. They have a cultural affairs committee that is mostly students and some community members. That's 30% of their show funding, and they program that part of the season. Strong community ties. A lot of programming that reached out to seniors, those with mobility issues. A lot of work with the Fine Arts Center, so the students on campus. Strong education. Strong education programming, and a lot of things for families that were, I think, new in this application. The Family Fun Day, new kind of open house type event that they were doing, which, like I said, was something new that they brought in. And they partnered with a local hospital, I think it was Fort Healthcare, that they partnered with on bringing this to their constituents. So major strength for them, of course, were their partners that they reach out to, the Appleton School, not Appleton, haha, Whitewater, Whitewater School District, and libraries and museums. Strong business partnerships. They cite the one with the Premier Bank that's there, with offices in Whitewater, Janesville, and Fort Atkinson. Change in leadership, which have led to a whole bunch of financial woes.
Leadership of university.
Well, university leadership, but primarily in this, they talk about the shift in leadership, their outgoing executive director and their interim one. One of the comments that I made on this proposal was, like, I'd be very careful with tone, just because I could feel the writer's frustration, and I could feel they're just kind of, we're in this bad financial situation, and it's not my fault. but, you know, it was kind of one of those things like, eh. But they also, I thought, brought up some real, real strong points, not only for their organization, but for other ones. Again, talking about sustainability, their new interim director is like, we need to define these things, succession management, we need to talk about stabilizing the budget, increasing the visibility on campus and in the regional community, and getting increased support, and just having a more financially sound plan. The previous year, they had celebrated a 25th anniversary and programmed extra things that were beyond their budget, but did not bring any extra revenue in to support those things. So now they're showing this deep decline, plus another organization that had an outgoing director whose salary they were still paying while paying the interim person, the new person that they hired came in. So definitely put some financial restraints on them. The other thing that the university uses their building but does not pay them for any of their usage, so their staff. So, again, there's a lot of income that is missing that should be addressed, and it looks like they're going to connect with their university chancellor and their university system to address these needs for them in the future. But their budget definitely shows, 71? a negative $71,000 balance. So, and I think that was over 2 years that their budget came in. But again, did a strategic plan that gets reviewed, and I think they're starting a new cycle with their strategic plan. But again, my comment again would be adding in just a little bit more action steps. They have some detailed here of what they want to do, which I thought was great. And I hope that continues with the next round of strategic plans that they do, because this one's from 2015.
Yeah, well, that was thorough. I don't have a whole lot to add to that. I thought that they were being very responsive to their audience. They learned things like all the add-on charges when you're purchasing a ticket was very frustrating. They've made adjustments to that, so it's a face value ticket that includes all of the charges already built into it. I think that's very customer friendly. And yes, they've identified these sort of structural problems that need to be addressed, and that I got the same feeling like the old director did this and the new director is doing this. I understand that kind of frustration. Mm-hmm. And that tension between university use of a facility and the performing arts programming use of a facility and what percentage is what and who's paying for things is very real at a university, and I think they're addressing that wisely so that they have a firm understanding with their organization. 11,000, almost 12,000 youth engaged, and they note that 50%, less than 50% of their activities are arts education. And maybe it's just youth programming and arts education are not seen as the same thing. So, but I thought that was a pretty significant number of kids involved for it to not be educational. And they do note that 25% of the benefiting population was Hispanic. It'd be great if that were true. So I'd love to see where that number's coming from.
Because it does not jibe with your demographic read from 2010 or 2012.
Yeah, there's no demographics in Wisconsin that are 25% Hispanic. So it'd be great if you could draw that for an audience, but I think it would also be very difficult and unusual.
I think their number comes from the student population, which is not the community population. Because there's more diversity on campus in a lot of these cases, but they're...
Sure.
Communities they sit in or not.
Right. So that that's a really important statement. Thank you for bringing that up. Because a campus population is not reflected in the local demographics.
True.
Yeah, and they should be reflecting the local demographics, so we just need to make that clear. Or have
well, if their attendance, but if their attendance is based on if they're having strong draw from the school, and so their university has a high Hispanic demographic, mm-hmm. then they could have high Hispanic demographics in attendance.
As you look at the campus population.
The campus population.
You just have to clarify that.
Right? Where is that 25% coming from? It'd be great to know.
Okay, we're less than 2 minutes.
And 520 artists across the year, which is, that's terrific.
Yeah. I don't have anything contrary to add.
I think the board is extraordinarily young. 75% of the board members are brand new. They're going to need to do some board development, and they do need to address some fiscal and financial devastation. The numbers that they report, on a good year, they're $70,000 in debt. On poor years, they're well over $100,000 negative. Those need to be addressed.
Again, I'll just add, if the university is subsidizing and that's not clearly laid out, then that can be what those numbers are, which may not be unusual. I'm looking at the budget right now, and they don't add in, I don't see anything that says university subsidy.
Good point.
So they may be picking up that difference. And they could
without
explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That does need to be reflected in. The strategic plan needs to be The strategic plan, is, as you voted, is expired.
Yeah. Right, because they have an actual cash negative of $250,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is certainly concerning, but if the university is covering that in terms of salaries and operational support for the building, then it might not be that bad.
Other comments? Maria, have you had a chance to chime in on this one?
I don't have anything to add.